It's easy to take our food for granted, but have you wondered how much work goes into growing certified organic produce you see at local farmers markets? I spoke to John Ledbetter of Hinds Valley Farm about his journey from growing up on a farm to college to management back to the farm and the peculiarities of working a small farm in East Tennessee. Okay, I'm here with John Ledbetter. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
And first of all, tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, my parents farmed, and it was difficult, especially financially, and I thought, I have to get out of here. So I took a business degree and went into restaurant management and didn't like that too well. So I went back to school at the other University of Texas, and ended up with a doctorate there, taught as an adjunct professor here and there. Kind of got impatient with the job search. So I like talking about retirement finances, so I went to work for a brokerage and financial firm, and that was okay, but I kind of wanted to work for myself, get away from management and have autonomy and get away from the cube. So I thought, well, maybe I'll try farming. And so my wife was in school at the time, and I said, why don't you look along Latitude 35? And so we ended up in Knoxville, and I've been farming since 2011. I farm a vegetable farm. It's small, a couple acres, USDA certified organic. And it's been just a great experience. I just really like what I do. It's hard sometimes, of course, physically, but very enjoyable.
Walk us through a summer day.
A summer day, yeah. Okay. The best, of course. Well, I said I'd enjoy it in the August days. That can get pretty hot, but typically I'm not a 5 o'clock person, so I get started 7:30. And there's, in summer there's always harvesting. Maybe it's a marketing day or just stay in the field all day. Harvesting, transplanting, irrigating, maybe some seeding. Fencing out deer, just constant different things for different vegetables and different difficulties. I farm probably 40 different vegetables, so it's pretty complex. And finish up dark or sometime after.
And how's that different with the fall time, about this time of year? What are you doing?
Well, this time of year in November, it's eased up a little bit. My strong season is May to probably October. It's about a 90-hour per week job then, but now it's a lot more reasonable. So I can do all those things I told you about, except the seeding and transplanting. There's the marketing and a little bit of weeding. I have sheltered plants, so there's still some work there, but a lot easier now.
What surprised you coming back to farming after all these years? What surprised you about that?
Well, I guess one thing is a good surprise in that I didn't expect much out of it financially. I said I'd make myself support myself or I'd do something else, and that's been good. It's been better than I expected, and so that's very gratifying. I'm thankful to my customers and, Market Square, where I sell, they have a Market Square Saturday. It's just a great market, so that's been a good surprise. On the other end, the surprise, the difficulty of Tennessee is the high rainfall and high humidity, which, especially to organic vegetables, is really hard. Lots of stuff dies in July when it rains day after day. So that's been surprising, the fungus and humidity problems.
Is there anything that, as you talk about your experiences, that surprised other people when you talk about farming?
I guess we're all accustomed to thinking of summer as being the peak season for vegetables, and it is, but there's also, what I said, the difficulty of farming in the Southeast. There's a reason that most of our vegetables are grown in the Central Valley of California or in Mexico, and that's because of the difficulties of climate here. So there's that.
Well, what's the hardest thing about farming?
There's the physicality day after day, especially when it's hot. That's difficult. It's fairly complex in my case because I have so many different things going on, and I think that's probably true of any job where you're self-employed. I don't think my job's any harder than anyone else's, maybe physically, but you know, I signed up for it, so that's okay, and it's self-directed. It is disappointing to see what I've already referred to, disease killing a lot of things in mid-season when people expect you to have tomatoes and squash and cucumbers and melons and all those things, and you don't because you're organic and disease kills them, and there's no good organic fungicide. So that's been a surprise.
And, you know, you were talking about the other things around that. So, yeah, you're a business, and so you've got marketing, you've got all of the things that a regular business has to do, but then you also have this sort of variable product that's literally at the whim of nature, right?
Yeah. I mean, there are things we can do to offset nature, sure. But, you know, if it rains for 2 weeks, which it often does, maybe just a sprinkle, that's enough to wet the plants and keep that disease growing. Sorry.
Until you build a biodome around it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And that's cheap, I'm sure. What's the most rewarding aspect, though, of farming?
The autonomy. And, of course, you like to see the plants grow. And I chose organic because I couldn't really... I'm as hypocritical as the next person, of course, but you couldn't really call yourself an environmentalist, I think, without if you're going to farm and not go organic. So there's that, and that's rewarding, I guess. But, you know, after a while, you build up a customer base, and you're just so grateful for the customers and these... And I have some really good help. I have a worker a couple of days a week on the farm, and he's just wonderful. And then I've got a guy who helps me at the farm stand on Saturdays, and he too is just great. It's just wonderful.
Are there any, is there any advice that you would give to anyone considering going into farming?
The thing I've seen that's hardest is getting started financially. I think a lot of people go into it without anything at all, and that's extremely difficult. I have a bit of savings, not much, and I started with pretty low capital. For big scale farming, it's horrible, the capital requirements. For my case, it's not bad, but you still need a little because you have to have a little investment to get started, make things reasonable for yourself as far as work.
So it's not as easy as just buying a farm and going to town, right?
Yeah, if the farm doesn't come with much, you're going to have to spend a little money to get started. And if not, you're going to be in a hole for so long. It's going to be so hard to get out of that. So I guess get some savings somewhere.
Excellent. John Ledbetter, thank you so much.
Thank you.